Howdy, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Cool Things Podcast. This is your co-host, Justin Chitla.
And Jason Chitla.
And this podcast is about us, a couple of twins with comp sci degrees that love science, math, psychology, scary movies, trading, surfing, and tattoos. We tell funny stories and talk about cool things, like what exists beyond space, why people laugh, the Library of Babel, and much, much more. Follow us on Instagram at Justin Chitla and at Jason Chitla, and join our Discord to chat with us. But today we have our friend on the show, Jimmer Fishing TV, or James Tick Attack.
Hello, this is Jimmer here. Hi, I haven't actually used that name in a while. Today I had to introduce myself to a new team at work.
James?
Yeah, and I introduced myself as James, and my manager said, I thought your name was Jimmer. So it's catching.
No, I love it. But before we begin, guys, I have a fun question for us. So if someone walked in that door with a machete and said, I'll cut your finger off, one finger off, for $50 million, would you guys do it?
Yeah, I think I've heard this question, and I was thinking about it. I would.
And, I think it's without a doubt a yes.
Yeah, I think, because I'm surprised that people have to even think about it.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, I'm assuming you can choose the finger?
No.
Oh, you no, can't. Okay. You,
there's no,
it's the worst one then? Probably the thumb?
No. Well, it's not up to you. It's like, I feel like the question's random. A guy walks in with a machete.
So that adds to it then. That adds to it. So it's not for sure your thumb, but it's not also for sure like a pointless one. Like maybe, I won't say the pinky because I like the kind of juxtaposition it gives you.
I think
hand,
pinky and ring are
ring.
I was thinking, disposable.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my thought about it. So obviously our dad's dad, our Opa, is he lived his pretty much his whole life without one of his fingers because his older brother chopped it off when he was little when they were playing with an axe.
Did he get $50 million?
No. No. And so he lived his life and, you know, without a finger. And so I feel like I could do it too. And especially with the reward.
That's right. Right.
Like so much
at
money.
At the end of the day, it's like super doable. But I guess the question is about the pain. And, you know, I didn't say that there is a medical staff right there in the room with you. You'd have to like it's real life. Like
it
he comes
does
in, he chops
things.
Your finger off and you'd have to put it in ice and drive to a hospital.
It does
right
change
away.
Things, but I think still I would do it.
James, what about you?
I would not. I just have trust issues. I feel like his end of the promise won't be fulfilled if he just chops off a finger coming in here.
Right.
With
a
time out. Yeah, you're talking about
you're talking about what could happen. Like you're getting weird with it. You're getting weird with it.
No,
it's
like
not.
To
it's not like this guy could be a murderer and he's going for your neck after. Like that's a
well,
incredibly
that's
weird spin. Yeah, I mean, I guess, but
yeah, I
know,
mean, okay, that was just an interesting take,
right?
Yeah,
like, when someone asks you a question, most people, you know, James would think, they would think, all right, let me listen to this question. Oh, a person comes with a machete. They're not thinking, you know. Well, there could be five more in the back, like, and that's going to, like, beat you guys up after. No, it's like, answer the question.
Yeah, it's like,
but I guess that's the way, that's where your mind brought you.
Take the question.
At face value, yes.
Literally. Like,
at face value,
$50 million for the finger. It's not like, oh, we tricked you. It's going to be a dollar.
And so real quick, before we move on, like, what, Jason, so you would answer yes. I would answer yes. What's James would say now? What's your number at where it wouldn't be worth it?
Oh, yeah, the number. That's the better question because $50 million is kind of obvious. Mm-hmm. And I even think almost $1 million is obvious.
No, so, I think that's where you really begin.
A million,
to think
that's
about
kind
it.
Of like a life-changing amount of money for most people.
I don't know.
It is. It's 10 years with
$100,000. Well, they say that the first $100,000 is the hardest. You get there, then it becomes easier.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just about
good investments
and stuff. So 10 times that is pretty life-changing amount.
Yeah, you could live off of that the rest of your life.
Right. So
exactly.
I would say $1 million for a finger. And I mean, that's not too much of a quality of life.
I was about to say, like, so I don't know. I didn't have an idea of this. I'm just thinking about it now. But, like, is this money tax-free? Like, is it? You know, is that part of the question, or is that?
I think it. Yeah, I think that is interesting too. I would hate for it to be taxed.
I'd hate to report that to the IRS. Like, yeah, how do you get this money?
Do you report that? Like, if someone said, is that reportable? I wonder if someone gives you this money for doing that, do you report that? I don't know.
It probably goes under capital gains.
Yeah, hefty tax.
That definitely not long term investment. A short term capital gains tax. Appropriately, probably 40%.
All right. Well, anyways, moving on. Jason, you got some weird news today.
Big news. So you want to explain that? Surprising and awesome news, actually. So I was on TikTok. That's how most of our stories kind of happen. But I was on TikTok and I saw this lady, and she was like, "We're doing this casting call for 8 strangers to live in this house in Austin, Texas, and follow your lives." And it said for a major streaming platform. And, you know, I'm obviously thinking like Netflix. So I go and I look more into it. I apply. I do like the 30 questions and like submit a 2-minute video. And today, and that was yesterday. And today I already got a call back, and the producer wants to interview me tomorrow at 5 p.m. So I'm going to do that. And it's kind of like, it's kind of exhilarating. It's,
I was for you.
Yeah, I was pacing back and forth today. I was so nervous, but so excited to have that opportunity, because it's like, it's really cool. I think the way that this reality TV show is structured is it's focusing on 8 strangers, you know, in their 20s. So people like us who kind of have this side hustle that we always talk about on this podcast.
Right.
We always talk about, you usually have like kind of this side thing going, or even if you don't, it's just your career in general.
Right.
And, you know, as a software engineer, that we're working remotely now because of the pandemic, but we're also doing all these other things. So it's kind of like a reality TV show on that, and it would take place in Austin, Texas. And it's funny because they actually have done this before with a show in Japan called Terrace House. And I was talking to the guy today when he called me, and he was trying to set up an interview for tomorrow. And he's like, "Yeah, this is just going to be an American version of that."
Right.
So it sounds like they kind of nailed the proof of concept already, and they're looking to take this to America.
Gotcha.
And so it's really, really cool. And I'm really excited. Definitely very nervous. But
yeah, yeah. It's, you know how it is with interviews of any kind. It's just, it's like, it really makes you sit back. And, you know, me hearing this and thinking about it, I'm not nervous, obviously, because I'm not doing it.
Right.
And I'm always like, what makes someone so nervous? And like, why do people get nervous? You know?
And I'll tell you, it's because you instantly start thinking of the impact this could have for the rest of your life.
But that's not it for me. So it
really,
because
for example, in like job interviews, when I'm getting a job interview, I'm thinking, wow, like if I think about having this job, I'll be set and I'll be making this much money. I'll be able to do this, this, and that. As compared as if you don't, then you're like, you're still looking, you feel kind of bad. So then it's like, you put so much pressure. You're like, oh wow, I got to get this.
For me, but yeah. For me, it's just, you know, I'm sitting there in an interview and I'm talking to someone I don't quite know, and I'm just trying to show off the best version of myself.
Yeah.
And if I'm like doing a presentation to a class, it's just in my head, I'm like, I want to be presenting the best that I can be presenting right now. I'm not thinking about the future. I'm just thinking I could mess up.
I was hitting on the nervousness aspect of it. You're hitting on what makes me successful in an interview, and that is what I try to do. That's the goal.
I'm hitting on why I'm nervous.
Yeah, you have 100%. Like one shot. That's the main thing with something like an interview, or even like presentations are a little lower stress.
Yeah.
But it's just, you have that whatever 1 hour, 30 minute, even
that's
like
right.
30 second block to just make the best first impression.
Oh yeah, I see what
that's
you're saying.
Right.
You have
and
no
James,
room for error.
Yeah, and are you like, I doubt that. We got to get back to the bulk of this, or like the meat of it. But I'm just curious, James. So are you, you know, is that why you're nervous? Like, it's like someone else is looking at you and you just want to.
Yeah, exactly that. And worst is after the fact, I try to think about, well, I shouldn't, but what ends up happening is like, man, I could have done that better. I could have talked about this more.
Right.
And I'm just like, why didn't I think of that at the time? And that's all I can think about is do the best job.
So going into this interview, obviously, you know, you looked at me so funny, like you're about to like throw up or something.
You did. You got really close to him for a second. I didn't
okay,
know.
Anyways,
I didn't
anyways.
Know.
I'm going into this interview. I'm obviously very nervous, but just like I told you, Justin, from your very first interview, I said, you know, what we do is we go into these interviews thinking, okay, we don't need this. You know, it relieves the pressure. It says, okay, I don't need this. I'm going to have fun with it. Mm-hmm. And you go in and you do, you perform a lot better. So I'm going to do that. I obviously, you know, they want to see, they send you an email and they're like, yeah, they want to see you in your natural self. They want to mm-hmm. see your personality come out. So it's funny because, like, for example, I was thinking with work interviews, they can't, they're like trained not to show like if you're doing good in a work interview. Right. But for something like this, I'm imagining maybe they'll be kind of lighthearted and laughing.
Right.
They want to see you.
Yeah. I've seen like audition tapes for The Office, and like the better ones are ones where the people casting are laughing with the person when they're like getting in their element. So hopefully that happens. I don't know. I have like, some thoughts about this whole thing. Like, you know, I don't know, like, how legit is it? Like, you never want to go, because I've seen like things on TikTok where it was like a prank, so I'm just hoping that it's, you know,
I liked your suggestion earlier too, like, what if everything goes right, Jason gets it and he shows up and it's just like a Netflix show for nerds.
Yeah, I was making fun of him earlier. I was like, dude, that'd be so funny if it's like actually just a show and they're like trying to find like the weirdest people in the world and put them all together in a room.
Yeah, so no, funny. I mean, if it's a prank and all, like, this is an elaborate prank. You got like some guy that's an assistant that's setting an interview up with some alleged producer and everything. Right. So it's just going to be so funny, I guess, if it's that. But obviously, I'm going to take it as serious as I can. And
yeah. Like, no, it's for sure. It's like, even the process is kind of fun, and it's a fun story, right? Like, you're interviewing for a reality TV show. Like, that's kind of a cool thing to do.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like this morning, I would have never thought that this would be in the cards, but, it's funny. One thing that I was thinking about is like, say like this would be on Netflix, you know, mm-hmm. like next time I get a Tinder day and like we're Netflix and chilling, I could just put myself on the screen.
Yeah. That would be funny. I'd imagine that you wouldn't, watch it with her. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like you'd get made fun of after the fact.
Yeah. But it's just
so cool.
I'd get like, so like, if so, say you do get on this show, I'd there's like a lot of interesting things that could happen. Like, I'm not sure if I've never seen the show that they're trying to base it off of, right? Yeah. So I'm not sure how they would juice it up.
Right.
How are they going to draw it? Like, right. That's the thing.
So when I applied for it, it said docuseries. It didn't say reality TV. So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, like this is more career focused. It's more personal goal focused. I'm good for this. I think that's why I kind of pitched myself really well, because we have Bet with Friends and we have the podcast. And so that's what the show is kind of centered on, is eight strangers pursuing their career after the pandemic in Austin, Texas, and it's literally in relationships, they said, and everything.
That sounds
and I'll
good.
Touch on that in a second. But so that's I think that's why I got the call back, is because I was you know, we have Bet with Friends going, we had the podcast going, so it's not just reality TV. It's not like Snooki and Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
It's actually like
Floribama
20 somethings trying to further the career, and so I think I kind of fit the bill.
I think you do too. It'd be so funny if it was more reality TV-ish.
I would love to. I would watch every episode.
Everyone loves.
It might, because they said actually the difference here. The guy was trying to explain the show to me on the phone. And he was like, "It's a little different than the Japan version, because actually they're going to be following you around Austin, Texas. They said you're not just going to be confined to the house. Mm. You're going to be able to go, and the film crew will follow you," which brings so many questions. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, wow, like, say I do get a Tinder date, like, how do I explain myself? You know, like, oh, I'm on a Netflix show, just act normal.
Yeah. I'd imagine it'd be quite easy to just be like, yeah,
well, but I mean, quite easy, but like, it's, you know, it's kind of alarming.
I feel like that would be something you could put in the bio too. Just like,
yeah, that's true.
Want to be on Netflix?
You want to be?
Well, it's funny though. One of the questions that was on the form when I was filling it out was, "What are you attracted to?" And I said, "Okay," I said, short girls, nice asses. And then I didn't want to seem like a total douchebag, so I also put on the second line, I said, genuine, authentic girl as well. So,
well, it's funny, and you know, you gotta do something to stand out and grab the you know, producer's attention. And
right.
They want personalities on there for sure, and you know, you gotta give them what they want. So
right.
So yeah, so that's, we're gonna fill you guys in on that. That's gonna happen tomorrow, and so hopefully by next week we'll have a status update on that. But Jimmer, recently,
wait, I just okay. One more thing. I think it would be really funny, not only if it was a prank, or not only if they, you know, they bring you all the way out there and it's like completely different to what you're expecting, but it'd be so funny if like you're like giving us all these updates, you know, as the show's progressing, and you're just like, yeah, dude, I think I'm doing really good. You know, I partnered up with a bunch of people on the show, and we're you know, making a lot of friends, and then you like sit down with all your group of friends when it premieres and we watch the season together, and they just paint you in the worst light, and they just make you like the asshole of the show.
Not even the bad guy, just like kind of like, what's worse than being the bad guy is like just
painting you in a weird light, like you just weird, not even the bad guy, just like the complete weird ass,
like worst
of the show.
Angles yeah, that yeah. Like, just not really yeah.
That'd be so funny, because you never know how it's going to turn out. Obviously this is uncharted waters, but yeah. No, obviously that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited.
I actually have a question too. Okay. So we've been talking about personalities a lot, but like, what's your game plan? Like, how are you gonna set yourself apart when you're talking
to
these people?
I'm pretty much my game plan for tomorrow, like for the interview, is like, that's where they want to see your personality. And so I showed you guys the 2-minute clip I sent in yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much, that's my kind of gimmick, is that I'm just very, I got a bunch of hobbies, very energetic, enthusiastic, kind of how like I'm talking right now on this podcast. Is I really want to bring that aspect. Is that's like my personality, is that I just have a bunch of hobbies and I love learning things and teaching things and furthering my career. And if it's,
you're not a boring person who does nothing. You do a lot of things.
I do a lot of things, and that's what I'm bringing. And so,
no, that's good. That's like a very genuine take. Like, you know, that's kind of how you just interact with people in general, talking about all the things you're working on. So it'll be easy to just carry that through into the show too.
Yeah. So that's kind of how we're going to take it. But, Jimmer, you actually moved in here. We're currently at Justin and Andrew's house.
Yeah.
And
I like how you said Justin first. Andrew owns this house.
Andrew owns a house. I'm living in it. Okay, but yeah. And James is also living in it for a month, and that's sick.
It's such an exciting time.
He lives right across the hall.
That's awesome, because actually I'm actually moving in there.
Yeah.
But since I'm currently at my apartment right now, and the lease isn't until like July, you're living here in what's going to be my room for a month.
Breaking it in.
It's, well, James, James, can you describe the room? How you have it set up?
It's 8 feet by 9 feet. There's a single twin air mattress on the ground, which John has specifically requested me to deflate and inflate every night.
I have no idea why.
Done religiously. The mattress is in tip-top shape.
To uptake it, yeah.
And then there's a desk, which I actually also brought from my room up in D.C., which is really nice. It's going to increase my longevity working here.
Yep.
No blinds.
No blinds.
That's creepy.
It's a power move, really.
I like
having
it a lot.
No blinds. The only thing about it that I can be okay with is that you're facing the backyard and it's a fenced-in backyard.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Even though, you know, at nighttime, I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't care if I, you know, sound like a little, you know, B-word. I would be scared of just like a random face.
That's instantly when you said no blinds, that's what came to my head. I don't know about anything else in between you said, but I'm thinking no blinds. I'm thinking in the dark, a face comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's
last night, actually, there is a light shining into the backyard and it's moving around. I'm like, this is it. Someone found me. They're coming to pull up to the window and say hi.
No,
So
it's going to be interesting living in such a small room like that, because it, literally in my past three rooms, we're all big enough to not only have my big bed, my desk and everything, but also a couch and a TV. It was as if I was living in like a studio the whole time. So transitioning from that to what I'm about to get into, it's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm.
That's weird that you say that, because I'm thinking about like my past rooms, and a lot of them, most of them didn't have like that much room for a couch, except for, the house in Chapel Hill, I was able to squeeze that in. But yeah, it's going to be fun. It's really fun living with James right now, just because it's a very, you know, he's a very unique person. He likes to do a lot of things like fish. He likes to stay outdoors, and we're having a lot of fun in the workday.
You're eating some very weird looking ice cream earlier today.
Can you explain that? Like
last night, two nights ago, I really just had a craving for Goodberries frozen custard here in Raleigh. I haven't had it in a very long time. And funnily enough, I went out there and I didn't want to like eat it there. I wanted to bring it back. So I was like, do you have any like take home ice cream? Mm-hmm. And they're just like, yeah, we got quarts. And I had no idea how big it was. And I was too embarrassed to ask. And I've got like,
massive.
It's a massive, it's like it's this pretty tall. Big. Like, all
I was
ice cream.
I was sitting here just now before the recording and I was eating Chick-fil-A. First off, I was mad because apparently I could have gotten a free sandwich, but it's all right. We'll get to that. But then I see Jimmer come down. He's like, all right, I got my dinner too. You whip out a quart of ice cream. And I'm like, wow. Okay, he's an interesting dude.
And on top of that, generally the like draw to Goodberries is they'll mix everything in. So you get toppings. They mix it in like Cold Stone, make it a nice little like serving.
And that's, I like that, yeah.
But you were making fun of me because I had plain chocolate ice cream with nothing in it. Yeah, and that's guys, my favorite way to go.
You know what? And I don't have anything against chocolate ice cream here, but the ice cream, it looked like, you should have seen this color brown. It didn't look very natural, and that's what you want.
It was a dark white.
Exactly. You want your ice cream.
It wasn't like a nice dark, dark brown that looks like chocolate cake brown. It looked more like,
I can't even describe it.
Church bench brown.
Yeah, that's the closest way you can put it. And it didn't look very appetizing chocolatey brown. And that's the reason I had an issue with it. And I told you, you know, you went farther for worse ice cream. There's a closer, fresher local place called Fresh, I think. It's here in Cary, and it's so much better, and it's real ice cream. It's not that fake custardy,
I love
whatever
custard.
I know a lot of people like it, and that's why Goodberries does so well. Yeah. But I mean, you know, real ice cream is better, I think, in my opinion. So we'll just leave it at that.
It's a fair assessment.
Here's a really weird thing I have with ice cream. I have an issue with ice cream, and that's you enjoy it so much when you're eating it, and it's so good, but then does anyone not get like the weirdest aftertaste? Like after eating ice cream, your mouth is so cold, and then when you stop eating it, you know, you kind of, it tastes like you've just drank milk.
Well, so I haven't eaten ice cream in a long time because I'm lactose intolerant.
Right, right.
But
and me neither. So this is like all new experiences.
when I saw someone actually the other day eating ice cream, it was actually the only reason why I was watching was because he said he was a professional ice cream eater. And so it was on TikTok, and I saw it was just a small clip, and he got the spoon. And he was like, they do that. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I literally am salivating because I know that probably tastes good like that, but like, it's kind of weird. I wouldn't ever eat ice cream like that. And I don't know, like I was trying to get onto your point about what you're saying about how weird it is. Like,
yeah,
maybe you're just not getting it to the right parts of your tongue. Like,
yeah, I don't know. But James, do you know what I'm talking about? Like the weird aftertaste?
Yeah.
You just feel like you drank cold milk, like really cold milk.
Milk. I'm glad you say it that way. We'll get back to that. But
wait, how do you say it?
I say milk, like with an E.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I say pillow. People get mad at me for that.
Don't say pillow. I say pillow.
But, I mean, right now, I was noticing it a little bit. It's kind of like it leaves a film in your mouth that I don't like.
Thank you. That's what I was going for. It's like, it's super weird.
You got to wait till like it goes away before.
Exactly.
You get it
and
back.
Just it's eating, like the way Americans have normalized eating ice cream as like a thing is so weird to me because it's so many calories.
Yeah, that's a good part.
People just do it, you know, as dessert. And I'm not like a big dessert guy, but I've grown to like ice cream. So I was just curious about your take on it. But what do you want to bring up? The whole the whole milk.
Oh, so milk. How do you say milk?
So there's different. I don't say milk, which is I guess the right way to say it, but I do say milk with an E.
Okay, good. So we're all on the same
page
here.
And there's milk with an A.
Yeah, that's the lesser known of the options here. We have milk and malk. And I got those from a YouTube video that my friend Michael Saw sent me a long time ago. It was, you know what I'm talking about, Jason? It was Mr. Tim with an in.
If you haven't seen those YouTube videos, they're pretty funny, so you got to watch it.
Yeah, they're
but
so funny.
Jimmer, didn't you say when you went to Goodberries,
Yeah, so I mean, you know, in North Carolina, or I guess in the world in general, restrictions are starting to lift a little bit.
Right.
I honestly, up in Arlington, Virginia, where I actually have an apartment and don't live most of the time, I don't go outside, and I was around a lot of people for the first time. And like, there was a crowd of high schoolers, and I was so intimidated. I was like, dang, they're just going to bully me or something.
Go back.
I don't know how to react to this. Yeah.
Flashback to when
I was about to go like drive through McDonald's and get a little like ice cream cone from there.
What would they even say to you though?
Well, like, see, what are you doing? I mean, in hindsight,
why are you getting ice cream?
Get the hell out of here.
How do you say milk?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
This is our turf.
I mean, hindsight's 20/20.
Very irrational fear, but I guess in some ways I get you. And we were just looking at the other day, Madison Beer is on tour.
On tour.
She's going to be coming through Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah,
which in North Carolina.
We have, it's funny, we have our own Insta group message between us three. It's called Maddo Beer Fan Club.
Yeah, who made that? That was weird.
That was Jason.
That was Jason, okay.
Get all the dirt out. But I did say, I was like, probably not the best idea to go to this because there's going to be like, all 12, 13-year-old girls.
I feel like James really wanted to go. And we were like, bro, you can't go to that. Like, it's just going to be all like, like kids in middle school and stuff like that.
Maybe like we'll wait like, four years before, like maybe she'll start making a little bit more music. And it'll be less weird. It'll turn more into like, well, I was going to say Taylor Swift, but you'll still probably get that crowd.
Sure. I don't know.
Maybe that's like, I was thinking more like Ariana Grande when she's doing more explicit things.
She got married.
Yeah, she got married.
Yeah, normal person. Weird? Lucky guy.
Yeah, realtor. He's a realtor. He's younger than her.
Oh, really?
Jeez. Yeah.
James has been listening to a lot of Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah, oh, gosh. When High School Musical, the series came out the first season, we put it on just like kind of making fun of it at my apartment. Yeah. And then I watched the rest of it one night. It was so good.
You know what that
good.
Reminds me of? Is that TikTok where it's like, feet. And then it's like, you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like,
Can you explain yourself?
It was like, you know, like at first it was a joke, but now I don't know. Sound.
You hit it. You nailed it on the head.
Okay,
do you know what they're talking about? You deleted TikTok.
No, I haven't been on TikTok in a while. Okay. I don't know that one.
That was going to be a very dangerous soundbite if I didn't get right now.
Wait, what'd you say? Dangerous?
Soundbite. If I didn't.
No, the adjective.
What adjective did you use?
I said that was going to be a very dangerous sound.
Did you hear dangerous?
Not on the first go. Okay.
I heard dangerous. But
I'm slurring my words right now. But if I didn't nail it for you, that would have been weird. Because
you're right. You're right. No one would have gotten it unless you've heard that TikTok a million times.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sure some people have heard of it, or most people. It's actually a very popular,
it's a common one.
Yeah.
But going, didn't mean to cut you off, Jimmer. You said that it started off as a joke.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Olivia.
The show. And it was such a good show. High School Musical, the musical, the series. And that really got me onto, like, honestly, I really like the Olivia Rodrigo and the boy, whatever the boy that she broke up with. That love story in the show and how they started dating. I was really, like, I thought that was, like, a fun, like, Disney, you know, like, I feel like if I was a kid, that would be everyone I would look up to at this time.
Gotcha. See, I don't know.
I just can't even interject because I haven't seen this.
I haven't, but what I was going to say is, I guess, somewhat similar in like the same world is, so the MTV Music Awards just happened, and Addison Rae was one of the stars on the show. And she, did you see what she wore?
Yeah,
it's literally just like a bra, not even a bra, but it looked like kind of like a headband, but around her bust area.
Yeah.
And so it was like just insane.
That, it was funny. There's a TikTok with a guy that said he lost his headband.
Looks
and like he's looking at ass, and it was really funny.
Oh, that's so funny that I said headband because I didn't see that. But also what I like about it is because I will say that, so if you don't know about the whole TikTok drama and everything, there's a lot of TikToker boys, I guess, that get like, kind of criticized and made fun of, some for the right reasons, but I'd say Josh Richards is kind of one of my favorite ones. Like he seems very mature.
Yeah,
but
he's awesome.
Bryce Hall, I'd say, is kind of one of the ones that I don't like as much because I don't know, he just gives off this weird vibe.
He gives off like the wrong vibe. Like he gives off the vibe where he wouldn't like just he's do just, things for the right reasons.
Right. I don't know why.
He could be good.
And maybe potentially after this Netflix series, you know, when I'm popular and this comes back to bite me in the ass. Yeah. But no, it's just funny because I saw this. I brought Addison Rae up because I saw this funny picture of a comment of the outfit that she wore. So what she was wearing was that like headband on her boobs. And so what the comment was, y'all, she's rocking this, you know, this is straight up. She's, I forgot what like it was. It was
at Bryce.
Yeah. It was literally, she's like this attitude she's bringing is like literally like, she loves everyone but F Price type attitude. It's just really funny.
No, she's really,
because they
like,
used to date, in case people didn't know. Yeah
She's really popping off. Like, she's like friends with Kourtney Kardashian and all these TikTokers. There's like 20 that are just insanely famous now, and they're just all doing big things.
That's crazy. They actually all like moved into music and like Bella Porch.
Lil Huddy, his newest song is so good.
Yeah,
America's Sweetheart. I listened to it just to feel it out, and like it was like that TikTok. Like, you know, at first it was a joke,
and then now
I really like it. So it's really cool.
And I think on Spotify there's just this playlist right now. Like, it's called like
Internet People or something
like that. I was gonna say Teen Bop. I'll switch over to that one. But no, like they're actually. It's just funny. Like, there's this whole talent now on TikTok, and it's funny. I saw this interesting TikTok, and it was TikTok careers, and so now they're moving into finding talent and jobs.
I've seen that.
So the recruiters go where the talent is.
Yeah,
and so right now there's talent on TikTok.
I'd say there is no talent on TikTok. Okay, but for careers, but
okay, but maybe potentially.
I hear what you're saying.
So many people there.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I was just making
like the whole younger generation is there. So it's just going to be funny to see the whole TikTok versus LinkedIn kind of happen.
Yeah. That's interesting. Well, thanks everyone for listening this far. We really appreciate it. If you have anyone that you know would like this episode, please send them the link. We're really trying to grow, and we really appreciate all of our listeners right now. Leave us 5-star on Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and join our Discord if you want to chat with us and everyone else who listens to this show. But thanks so much, and have a great rest of your week.